Pope Francis has issued sweeping new laws that mandate the reporting of child sexual abuse for the world's 1.3 billion Catholics, along with hundreds of thousands of priests and nuns in the church. But as Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports, abuse survivors say the reforms don't go far enough.
A Louisiana priest was found to have abused 37 boys in 1985. The Catholic Church in Boston revealed in 2004 that more than 800 people had reported sexual crimes by its priests. In 2009, a decades-long conspiracy by the Archdiocese of Dublin to cover up the crimes of its clergy was finally exposed. The evidence of an institutionalised culture of child sexual abuse was becoming clear. But it took another 10 years and a string of high-profile convictions and inquiries in the Netherlands, the United States, and of course Australia, for the Vatican to finally recognise the problem. Overnight, Pope Francis issued the first mandatory reporting law for all church offices worldwide.
I think that the law is important because it gives a clear statement of an obligation.
Charles Scicluna, the Archbishop of Malta, announced the reform. It requires all 415,000 priests worldwide and more than 600,000 nuns to report all instances of child sexual exploitation and cover-up. It outlaws retaliation against whistleblowers, and it sets out a new process for the investigation of allegations against high-ranking officials and bishops. Vatican reporter Philip Pulella is among those who sees the papal decree as a fundamental change for the institution.
An ordinary Catholic, if he or she feels frustrated that a complaint made about a bishop is not going to be handled properly or has not been handled properly, she or he can send this complaint reported directly to the Vatican.
But victims of clergy abuse are not so sure. Pete Saunders is the founder of the UK's National Association for People Abused in Childhood and a survivor of abuse himself.
The only real positive that I found, having read through it fairly thoroughly, is the church's acceptance of the age at which somebody remains a child. It used to be 15 or 16, it's now moved up to 18, and I think that's entirely appropriate.
While in Australia, the Royal Commission has already forced the church to establish tough new measures, the papal law is the first time the entire church has been explicitly instructed to obey civil reporting requirements in the countries in which members live. This is Linton Besser reporting for AM.